A pulpit for Abdu'l-Bahá, Saturday, October 12, 1912, Portland. Publication, Portland, Oregon Telegram. Portland, October 10th. To the editor of the Telegram. In your paper today, I notice an account of the refusal of churches and societies to offer Abdu'l-Bahá their platforms. As minister of the Temple of Truth, I wish to make a partial correction of this statement by saying to your readers that as soon as we heard of Abdu'l-Bahá's coming to Portland, we hurried as fast as we could to offer him our platform, believing that it has a great message of truth for the unbiased and fearless seekers of truth. We are not afraid of any teacher. If we haven't the truth, we want it bad enough to run the risk of getting it from a man who has nothing in his heart but universal love and goodwill for all people and religions. If we have the truth, our people cannot be led to astray by the reasoning of any teacher. It is not churchianity with us, but Christianity, in its original essence, that we aim to express and give to the world. The church at large, in refusing their platforms to such a noble man as Abdu'l-Bahá, only confess their weakness, through fear that their people are not able to discriminate between truth and untruth. Surely the prophecy is being fulfilled that judgment must begin at the so-called house of God. This is manifest by the apparent disgust of the multitudes from the Orthodox clergy in their manifest absence in their congregations. Heartedly and lovingly do we welcome Abdu'l-Bahá to our platform, ready to receive with grateful hearts any good he may have to give to us that we do not already possess. Thanking you for the permission to correct the public mind with regard to our society, the Temple of Truth, Perry Joseph Green, Minister.